Next presenter is myself, and Ed Spinstra, Marcus Flurry, and Carol Miles are co-authors on this presentation. And I'm going to talk about biodegradation of biodegradable plastic and paper mulches in the field after tillage incorporation in Northwest Washington. Biodegradable plastic mulch and paper mulch are tilled at the end of the season, eliminating disposal, removal and disposal challenges. There are quite a bit of studies showing comparable benefits in terms of weed control, moisture conservation, temperature moderation between biodegradable plastics and regular polyethylene mulch. But the concern is there is still quite a bit of concern about biodegradation of those biodegradable plastic mulch after tillage incorporation. In the field, biodegradation of mulch is estimated based on the presence of visible mulch fragments. And soil sampling methods do not actually measure the rate of biodegradation, it just provides an estimation of the initial stage of mulch degradation. There are standards that can measure the biodegradation of biodegradable plastic mulch in soil under laboratory condition where temperature, relative humidity are defined. But in the field, there is no any standard method that is widely accepted. Several researchers have used a mesh bag and soil core sampling method. A mesh bag method is being used for 20 years now. In the mesh bag method, you would put known amount of mulch in the mesh and bury in the ground for certain time, extract the mesh bag and see how much mulch is still there in the mesh bag. The limitation would be there could be different microclimate outside and inside of a mesh bag affecting the biodegradation rate, and it would not have any effect of tillage because it's protected with a mesh bag. Several researchers use soil core sampling using this gold cup cutter or similar cylindrical soil core. The limitation from these studies were there was substantial variation from sample to sample. In some samples, there was more mulch recovered than what was tilled in. So for two objectives, to determine the distribution of mulch in the plot after tillage and to test the reliability of these golf cup cutters, we conducted a study. We basically sampled or collected the entire population except the corners not covered by this cylindrical soil core. 128 samples were collected from each plot, and the mulch area was plotted using this response surface design. These are called contour lines. Closer the spacing, more concentration of the mulch fragments, wider the spacing, less concentration of the mulch. So you can see there was more mulch towards the edge compared to the center of the plot. So any random sampling method would not accurately represent the sample. And at most we could recover 70%, around 70% of the mulch using that soil core method. This shows the substantial variation out of four replicates. For example, in BioAgri, the mulch recovery ranges from 14% to 95%. That's a huge variation, and the average being 46%. And that is similar across all the treatments. So summary of that study was relatively large soil core sample, recovered less than 72% and an average 70% of the mulch incorporated into the soil. And we concluded that a more accurate field-based method is needed. That's why we conducted another study with two objectives, developing a reliable sampling method to assess the amount of mulch remaining in the field after incorporation, and assess the amount of mulch present in the soil every 6 months for 4 years in a field where we applied 5 biodegradable mulches, paper and plastics. We tilled into respective plot every year We took samples every 6 months for 4 years. We developed this new sampling technique. We call it quartering method. First, we laid 5-10 meter long beds of biodegradable plastic molds called Organics AG. These beds were spaced 2 meter apart, and we had 3 replicates. After 2 months of laying, giving them some weather exposure, without any plantation, we dig the molds into the field. First, we dig parallel to the plots, and then diagonally. That's the farmer practice in the region. And then we collected 4 samples from the center of each row and center of each column. 4 samples, and then altogether 28 samples per replicate, 74 samples altogether from 3 replicates. For each samples, we collected soil from 1 meter square area from the center of the bed. As you can see, the bed width was 1 meter. And we reduced the amount of sample by using quartering method, where we put the soil from 1 meter square area and 6 inches deep onto this plywood. And we made it laid it in a circular fashion. We discarded 2 opposite quarters. We kept other 2 quarters, mixed it together, repeated that process 3 times. And our final samples to work with was about 5 gallons in each sample. And then we extracted the mulch fragment by wet sieving the soil sample, that is 5 gallon, through 2.38 millimeter screen. So this is the graph, again, from the contour response surface design, showing the amount and distribution of the mulch fragment in the plot. The difference compared to the previous graph was is in this plot, we tilled parallel to the plot and then diagonally. Previously, we just tilled parallel to the plot. So we recovered 100% of the mulch with 11% plus minus 11% for 95% confidence interval. That means it was quite accurate. And there was no strong evidence to support the difference in mulch recovery in any columns and rows between the alleyways or the center of the row. So that means mulch was evenly distributed in the field after that tillage procedure. So for second objectives, determining the amount of mulch remaining in the field after every 6 months for 4 years, we use these 4 biodegradable plastic molds, BioAgri, experimental film, Nature Cycle Organics, and this is Wheatgard Plus, is a paper mulch. The thickness was either 0.7 mil, which is 18 micron, or 1 mil. Bio-based percent for commercial biodegradable mulches were between 10 and 25. For the experimental was 86%. For Wheatgard Plus paper mulch was 100%. This is the date. These are the dates for field activities. Started our research in 2015. We laid mulch every year. In May, we planted cinnamon gall pie pumpkin for 2015 and 16, and extra tender sweet corn in 17 and 18. We tilled the mulch after crop harvest in September or October, and we did 2 samplings 6 months apart in spring and fall. And then we calculated the mulch recovery based on the amount of mulch that was tilled in. For example, our mulch width was 4 feet wide, so 1.2 meter. That was spread evenly throughout the plot, and the rototiller width was 2 meters. So if we recovered 0.6 meter square mulch from 1 meter square area, we took that as 100% recovery, because less width mulch was spread over a larger area. And mulch recovery at every measurement time was based on the total amount of mulch applied by that time. So this is the graph. showing malt's recovery over time, that you see the trend is a decreasing trend, that which means we recover more malts towards the beginning of our experiment and less malts towards the end of our experiment. And every spring we apply new malts tilled into the field, every fall after crop harvest, so there was multiple applications. If we look at WheatGuard Plus, the maximum we recovered was not more than 25% in the fall, and 100% was gone by spring. So within 6 months, it was completely degraded visually, because this is showing us the fragments that are over 2.3 millimeter size. So anything below that, we did not recover those fragments. So WheatGuard Plus was gone within 6 months. This is Nature Cycle. Was extracted up to 40%, but as you see, this is not accumulating over time. We apply it every year, but it's not increasing order. So there was no malts accumulation. That means malts was degrading over time, but not completely gone within 1 year, otherwise it would go down to zero. And for all other three malts, this yellow line is BioAgri, experimental film and organics. Malt recovery was between 80 to 100% during the early study, and then down to 40 to 60% at the end of the 4 year, even though we applied it every year. In conclusion, the quartering method we developed is reliable and repeatable. As you saw, we recovered 100% with 11% standard error. Distribution of the malts fragment is uniform when the plots are tilled parallel to the plot and then diagonally. A significant reduction in the malts recovery over time after tillage incorporation indicated that the biodegradable malts tested in this study will not accumulate to a significant degree in the soil even after repeated application. And one more conclusion I would like to make is, you see this experimental film that was 86% bio-based. All other products except the WheatGuard Plus were between 10 to 25% bio-based. But bio-based is not related to degradation. So just to make that clear. Thank you.